Let's catch up now with happenings and goings on in the city of Greater Bendigo with the CEO, Craig Neiman. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going today?
Yeah, very well, thank you. I was out at the Kennington Res a couple of weeks ago, and it's a lovely space out there. And during this month, it's even better with art that moves. Please explain.
Pauline. there's a great space out there. There's water, there's native vegetation, there's sports facilities, there's a whole lot. So City of Greater Bendigo has commissioned five local artists to put together some artworks, and these artworks have been put on display at Kennington Reservoir. There's a number of different... So there's floating sculptures. They've used fabric and decorated trees. They've even used some recycled materials for some of the installations. So it's a great way just to... I guess, add a little bit extra value for a period of time and demonstrate the great creativity of some of our local artists across Greater Bendigo. So it's called Kinetic Art That Moves. So it's using the water and a bit of breeze from time to time to make sure that this is a moving piece of work. So really look forward to getting out and seeing it myself, and encourage others to have a look around while they're wandering around that fantastic reserve out at Kennington.
Yeah. Now, that's one great event that's on, but you've got an exciting lineup for the rest of 2022 as well.
I've got Tide ready in the list, Robbo. we've had a great start to this year, and we've been really fortunate with obviously the Elvis exhibition and Easter, albeit that the Monday got called off, but there's been some fantastic events through Bendigo over the first 6 months of the year, and then the next 6 months is jam-packed with arts events, creative events, gastronomy, we'll call it, food, wine, beer. There's a whole host of different gastronomy type events, sporting events. The Heathcote Food and Wine Show is coming up. White Night on the 3rd of September, which is coming up very quickly. Last time White Night was on, we had 60,000 people in the city centre in one night. Really looking forward to the tulip display again this year. There'll be lots around that. The Bendigo venues and events have got a big long list of performances coming. The Blues and Roots Festival. The list just goes on and on, Robert. It's amazing. Encourage people to get on the Bendigo region, bendigoregion.com.au. It's a website that puts all this up. And a couple of exhibitions coming pretty soon back to the gallery, which is Chinese, based on Chinese artistry, and the Jeff Raby collection, which will be at the Bendigo Art Gallery from August 20 to Feb 19 next year. So pretty significant things happening. Lots of great sport happening across our venues as well.
Yeah, indeed. Now, the city's introducing an enhanced customer service system, a new number. So how does this work?
So we receive through our customer service centre 93,000 phone calls a year. And we also last year responded to nearly 44,000 email requests and nearly 2,000 web chats. So putting in a new number and a new system means that we can manage that that traffic, make sure we've got enough people on the phone and at the counter and in present to be able to respond to the calls when they come in. We try and manage a lot of those calls by responding to the first, like answering the question at the first call, not having to transfer it or get someone to ring back. So we're nearly at 90% of all inquiries being responded and sorted out at that initial contact, which is, I think, a pretty good result. The new system adds value to that and helps us track and make sure we've got good data and we've got good information ready to give people when they call or ask for information. And we get quite a variety of requests coming through, Robbo, from things that have got nothing to do with local government, but our team do a great job understanding and knowing what's on and around and who they can direct people to get support. So it's the new number's 1300 002642. It replaces the 5434-6000 number. So if people ring that 5434-6000 number, they'll still get through, but it'll be phased out in early 2023.
Okay. And finally, mate, just about time to start channeling Cuba Goodings Jr. Show me the money. 2022 rate notices.
Yeah, it's this time of year when everyone gets that envelope in their mailbox or an email sometimes these days where they're not that happy with us. 62,000 rate notices have been mailed out this week, so people should be getting them as we speak. If people don't receive them, receive one in the next week or so, please contact our, that customer service number and see what's going on. Overall, the total rates raised goes up by 1.75%, but this year and every year, there's a new valuation, and as we've seen in property markets, the valuations have changed a fair bit. So people will see some movement in their rates that won't be aligned with that 1.75%. So if anyone's got a question about their rates, again, ring that 1300-002642 number. And there's a number of different options to pay. You can pay in full by September 30 and get a discount, or you can pay in full by Feb 15 next year, or you can offer to pay by four instalments. The first one has to be paid by 30th of September this year. Again, anyone that's having some financial challenges or thinking this is a too significant a burden for them, ring that number again and have a chat to our people, and I'll try and help them out.
Terrific stuff. All right, Craig, listen, always good to chat, and we will do so again next week.
Terrific. Thank you, Robert.
Good on you. Craig Neiman, CEO, City of Greater Bendigo. Wake up call.